Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 11th of August 2016, and this is the 418th Moll Out Loud podcast. I've just been making myself a cup of tea, and it was taking so long. I'm having to boil up my water in a saucepan at the moment because I've had a kitchen equipment kind of failure this week. My vacuum cleaner stopped working at the end of last week, and my kettle has now joined the vacuum cleaner as another defunct object in my house. So I don't know what the message is. Do no housework, drink no tea. But I have got a pot of tea here, thank goodness. Four saucepans. I've had an indoor day today. I've mentioned yesterday that I thought Friday might be interrupted, and it looks as if it's going to be even more interrupted than I expected it to be. So I've been trying very hard to pretend today that it's Murmurs of Mole Day and get myself into that Murmurs of Mole zone. But I've found it tricky, I think, because my thoughts are on tomorrow rather than today, whereas usually when I'm working on Friday, working on it, I know that Saturday is a kind of breathing day. I mean, I do usually work on a Saturday, but it's a gentle work rather than trying to meet the needs of a number of other people, which is how tomorrow is going to go. So it has been tricky, and I haven't got very much written, which is a pity. It's a pity because I don't know how I'm going to go with it. So if you don't get a Murmurs tomorrow, please forgive me, but I really am going to try and get it out. I do find that just having something ahead that is that makes me anxious really affects my writing time. I find it very hard not to think about and try and plan around what's coming. And often it's not actually just planning around it. It is being anxious about what the outcomes might be and how it might take place, which of course is absolutely useless energy consumption. Whatever happens is going to happen, and it's not happening right now, and I've had this lovely day in which to murmur, and I've still got a bit of evening left to do some murmuring too, so if I can zone in, that'll be really, really good. Yes. I don't know quite what to do about this self that is not focusing. As you can probably hear in this podcast as well, I'm not focusing very clearly on this now either. I do hope that you're having a bit of a better day, that whatever you've intended to do today, however you've wanted to be today, that you've been able to be today-ish about it, that you are focused in today, that tomorrow is not something to be dreaded or thought out ahead of time, at least as far as how it actually unfolds, once the basics are in place. So I do hope, yes, that you've had a calmer day than mine and that you have a calmer tomorrow than I am likely to have. And I really hope that you will also receive a murmur tomorrow night, and that I will have sent out a murmur so that I also know that on Saturday I can breathe deeply again. This is a short podcast, I'm afraid, and you can probably hear why. I think I need another cup of tea and a bit of my ginger biscuit before I have my work session with my sister in a short while. And then I do need to get back to murmurs. Thank you very, very much for listening to this very disconnected podcast. I really appreciate you being there. It makes my working life more, it makes my working life feel as if it is actually within part of a community rather than in isolation. You won't be hearing from me tomorrow, for one reason or another, but also because it is a dedicated Murmurs of Mole Day, even if I am murmuring today. But I really look forward to talking to you again on Saturday.